But first to the economy, and the latest jobs figures reveal a crisis in part-time unemployment in Australia. The unemployment rate rose in May to 5.7%. That was expected. But for the first time, the Bureau of Statistics included a broader measure of labour use. It shows a surge in the number of people who are underemployed. That is, they want to work full-time but are having to make do with part-time work. Add together the jobless and the underemployed, and nearly 13.5% of the workforce can't get enough work. Men in particular are feeling the brunt of it, and although employment has been holding up in most industries, the male-dominated manufacturing sector has suffered mass job shedding. Economics correspondent Stephen Long.
Employment resilient. Employers shed fewer workers than expected, say the headlines on the press releases and the wires. And at 5.7%, the jobless rate might not look that high, but it doesn't tell the whole story.
Too long, there's been a focus on unemployment as if it's a kind of roll gold indicator of how the economy's travelling.
Dr. John Buchanan, Director of the Workplace Research Centre at Sydney University. Today, the Bureau of Statistics made an effort to shift the focus, adding to the monthly numbers a broader gauge of the health of the labour market.
And the ABS in this series that it's put out today has reported on labour underutilisation and shown that whilst the unemployment rate is sitting at around 5.7%, the actual level of labour underutilisation is sitting more at 13.4%, and that gives you a very different take on just how the economy is travelling.
What does it tell us about the economy?
It means that there's a lot of part-time unemployed people.
Put it another way, there's been a surge in the number of people who want to work full-time but can't get the hours. They're working part-time but not through choice, either because their work hours have been cut or they can't get a full-time job. The rise in this broader measure of labour underutilisation, unemployment plus underemployment, has been extraordinary. Over the past year, it's up more than 3%, from 10.2% to 13.4%, and men have been the hardest hit.
Most of that change has come from males, where the underutilisation rate has gone from 8.2% to 12.5%.
That's a huge jump.
In the space of a year, that is phenomenal, around three times the rate of increase for the open unemployment rate. So this is telling you that there's, if you like, a penumbra around the open unemployment rate of labour underutilisation, which is a cause for policy concern.
Bill Mitchell is Professor of Economics at Newcastle University and an expert on labour markets. He concurs that men are bearing the brunt of it.
The unemployment rate started to rise in February 2008, and since that time, we would have expected total employment to decline if we were going to sort of mimic the 1991 experience. But in actual fact, employment since that time has risen by about 58,000 jobs. And the mix is very interesting because full-time employment has dropped by 54,000 and part-time employment has risen by about 111,000. So what's going on is that the economy is scrapping full-time work and it's adding a lot of part-time work. And the beneficiaries overall are females because females have gained 98,000 jobs since February 2008, whereas men have lost 40,000 jobs.
Although the Australian economy hasn't been shedding jobs overall, one industry is in deep decline.
If you look at the industry composition of the changes in employment, the overwhelming flywheel for job loss has been the decline of manufacturing.
Manufacturing is typically a male stronghold, and it's a full-time male stronghold. And the data is telling us that full-time male employment has dropped 80,000 since February last year.
This shift has social as well as economic implications.
On the unemployment side, we've now got 150,000 more unemployed men than we had 12 months ago, 50,000 unemployed more unemployed women. So the gender story here is dramatic, and I think this goes to the character of the unemployment. Breadwinners are being hit particularly hard. Now, I'm a strong supporter of women's rights, and I'm not saying that the women shouldn't be at work, but women are able to weather this downturn a lot better, it would seem, than men, and I think that that's going to have cause major problems within households as gender relations change. People in the past who were supplementary earners will be carrying a lot heavier burden in maintaining living standards, and that's going to be an independent dynamic. Not only are people losing jobs, but they're losing their sense of importance in the household, and that will be very destabilising.
Add the level of workers who are part-time but not through choice to the jobless, and the labour underutilisation rate in America isn't much worse than here, even though the US has a much deeper recession. But the US unemployment rate is 9.4%. In that sense, we're fortunate. You'll take part-time unemployment over full-time unemployment every time.
Economics correspondent Stephen Long.